Tantor Audio presents Tomlinson Hill, the remarkable story of two families who share the Tomlinson name, one white, one black. By Chris Tomlinson. Narrated by David Drummond. Foreword by LaDainian Tomlinson. My earliest memories are of Tomlinson Hill, where my parents spent their early years. Living in my father's house and spending days at my Grandma Julie's house filled me with joy. We ran up and down the dirt roads to visit cousins or to the store to buy candy. There was no area off limits for us, and we could do whatever, whenever we wanted. No cares in the world. But what I remember most is having a lot of brothers, sisters, and cousins, and enjoying great picnics and family reunions on the hill. We would often go to Grandma Julie's house, and she would always love to have us sit on her lap. I could sit there for hours and watch TV with her. She was a great cook, and the breakfasts that she used to make were unbelievable. Bacon, scrambled eggs, and homemade sausage, everything came from the hill. She was so gentle and always enjoyed having us around. She just had that kind of soul and personality that you gravitate to, and as a kid, I always felt like her favorite. She liked to keep everyone around the hill. 3 generations after the end of slavery, she felt like they could be safe there. We didn't have much, but we didn't know that. The family did their best to shelter us from the outside world. We were very self-sufficient. I used to help my dad tend to the pigs, and there was one particular pig I felt a bond with. It became my pig, the pig that I took care of the most. As a kid, it doesn't hit home that pigs are your food. One day, my father took my brother and me to the house of one of his friends, and the man had hung a goat in the tree. That was our first lesson about butchering an animal and making it your dinner. I must have been 6 or 7 years old, and I was the type of kid who was very sensitive about killing animals. I didn't take to it very well. I cried, and my father sat me down and said, "Son, this is what life is about." Even after I left the hill, the lessons I learned there remained a big part of me. I am still a country boy. My father, Oliver Terry O.T. Tomlinson, used to tell me that Tomlinson Hill got its name from our family, because that's where our family originated from, and it was where we had always been. That made me proud, because the hill had my name on it. It was our place. My father, though, was just being protective of us, trying to shelter us from a tough world with a brutal history. My paternal grandfather, Vincent, died before I was born, and my father rarely talked about the family's history. We learned about slavery in school, but the teachers didn't talk about the slaveholding in Falls County. The only thing my father ever told me about Grandpa Vincent was that he worked long hours tending a farm and picking cotton for a white man, and that my dad wasn't allowed to visit. My father never talked to me about his years picking cotton. I think he didn't tell me because he was ashamed, for whatever reason. Or maybe he felt like I wasn't ready to know the family history. O.T. was also born after his grandfather Peter had died, so I'm not sure how much he knew himself. Now that he's gone, I'll never know. Growing up, I had white friends, and to me this was totally normal. There was nothing odd or weird about it. I can't recall a single time where there was a white person who tried to oppress me. I think sports makes a difference in how you see race, because you see people for who they are, and at times when they're tired and they're hurt. And so you get to see them for who they are rather than thinking about their skin color, especially when you're all trying to win a game, and after that game, when you celebrate winning. It's a happy time when you've all worked together to accomplish one thing. To fight and try to break that apart just because of a difference in skin color, I always felt that was silly. When I got older, after my parents divorced, I began to experience what my dad and Grandma Julie had wanted to protect me from. During one high school football game, people in the crowd started calling me "nigger" after I scored a touchdown. I couldn't believe this was happening in the 1990s. But then I realized that they were just trying to make me angry. They were trying to belittle me, put me back in the cotton fields where my ancestors had suffered. They wanted to make me angry.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?